Time capsule.
We have got some really cool things that are coming into this radio station that we are going to seal in an official time capsule. We'll let you know exactly where it's going to be and how you can see all the various items. If you've got any suggestions, please keep them coming in. Breakfast at 973fm.com.au. And Jo has one. She joins us. Hey, Jo.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. You have an awesome idea. Tell us what it is.
So I take a lot of photos in our local area, and during this time I really thought that it's better to share them, and what better way than in a time capsule. So I'd like to pose a photo book idea.
This will be a study of the time of isolation, what, from before to after?
Yeah, like I live in Kangaroo Point, just near the Story Bridge, so views of the river, and life has just slowed down. It kind of stopped, and, you know, there would be no traffic crossing the bridge, and there's been so many things that have changed for everybody. It's like, really, I'd like to propose a challenge for a few people to do a photo book, like the restaurant owners, bar owners, people who have lost their jobs. I'm not, you know, I'm just suggesting that it might be something that would capture this time. Who would have ever thought we would have seen this happen in our time?
So, Jo, without being overly presumptuous, do you want to do one?
I'd take a challenge. I'd like to try.
Do you have a lot of photos? Is that something that you're passionate about?
Yes, it is, definitely. I have a whole heap of photos. The problem for me is that it's a wee bit of work.
Oh, is it? I've never done a photo book.
But I love that physical comparison, Jo, because you're a Kangaroo Pointer, to say that the difference in traffic coming on and off the Story Bridge. And the other thing I wonder about, we're talking about the beautiful sunrises and sunsets at the moment. Have you noticed a difference in light in the sky, being a keen photographer?
Yes, definitely. And I capture the sunrise almost every day. So I'm up very early in the morning and, definitely the skies have been blazing. It's just absolutely beautiful. The birds have been around a lot more. There's a lot more wildlife. Like, there's been a big shift.
Jo, I would say if you can show your photo of what was before and what we've got now in the physical beauty of it all, that's going to help people sort of go, you know, there's some stuff here I really want to hold on to as we go into this next phase, hey?
Yes, definitely. And what I'm grateful for and what my family are grateful for, like, we've got two dogs and we walk our dogs in the local area and we see the birds and we see people getting around, but we've also seen swings tied up with, you know, the playgrounds empty. And so it's just the difference to our world, and the supermarket shelves empty and people fighting over food and, you know, the whole social distancing, which some people get offended by that term, but it's our way of life now.
Well, Jo, how about you give us your three favourite photos? If you wouldn't mind sending in your three favourite photos that represent your experience through COVID-19 and isolation, and include like a paragraph or two of what it meant to you, we would love to include that in our time capsule.
Awesome. Thank you.
No,
that'd be great.
Thank you.
Bye.
And if you've got any suggestions for us, breakfast at 973fm.com.au.
A time-lapse photo of Kangaroo Point cliffs and the walkway below in the next hour would be a very, very busy photo indeed.
Wouldn't it? And maybe if you could do Monday nights when Tez is doing his dad bods under the Story Bridge, that'd be awesome too.
There's no more fun than middle-aged men hurting.
What was going on this morning? I arrived at the radio station as I was driving in. Robin was driving out.
Yeah, something happened this morning that made me realise that I actually do have an addiction.
Oh.
I'll tell you what it is after the news.
We've all ordered a hash brown early.